Welcome to your weekly forecast for the week of January 7th to the 14th, 2024. This week, the new year energy really kicks off. Last week was a little slow and sleepy with Mercury just turning direct, but this week we have our Capricorn new moon, the first new moon of the year, as well as a Mars-Jupiter trine, a Sun-Uranus trine, and Mercury enters Capricorn. So this week is giving all the energy that we need to get super clear on our vision for the year ahead and start laying the foundation for our success. So we start the week with the moon waning, and we're moving into the dark moon phase of the lunar cycle. So the first few days of the week, energy is low, and it can kind of feel like the calm before the storm. The dark moon is all about wrapping up and integrating the last lunar cycle. So we're completing the cycle that started with the new moon in Sagittarius back on December 12th. That was the last new moon of 2023, and we were in a very different headspace then. Just the day after that new moon, Mercury turned retrograde. So we have moved through a lot over this last lunar cycle, a lot of reassessment, redoing things, in particular, rethinking our big vision for 2024 and the systems and structures that we have in place to actually make that dream feasible. These are Sagittarius and Mercury themes where Mercury was retrograde. So moving into the dark moon, get perspective on this last month. What did you learn during this time? Or maybe what did this last month prepare you for? Take time to reflect. That's what the dark moon is for. And maybe some nugget of wisdom can emerge that can serve as your intention for the next new moon that we have this week. So our first highlight of the week comes on Monday the 8th with Mercury square Neptune. So we start the week hazy. For a lot of us, this is the first week back to work after the holidays, and a Mercury-Neptune square just feels reflective of that slow, maybe groggy kind of vibe of going back to work on the first Monday after a holiday. Mercury is still in shadow, and Neptune creates confusion. So Monday asks us to not get so focused on the details and to just take a step back and see the bigger picture, and where possible, let go, just surrender. Now, Neptune and Mercury squared each other back on December 26th when Mercury was retrograde. That was the day of the full moon in Cancer. So certain themes or topics that came up then may resurface now, and we might be able to see a certain draining thought or situation with a new perspective now. Some solution could become evident on Monday, or we could see some light at the end of the tunnel. Then on Tuesday, the Sun trines Uranus. So if Monday's Mercury-Neptune square caused confusion, this Tuesday Sun trine Uranus can offer a breakthrough. The Sun is in Capricorn, so we're focused on goals and systems. And Uranus in Taurus is pushing to discover new ways to make things happen and just innovate. So this trine is creative and future focused, but also practical. So some next step could reveal itself today, or we could discover that making some dream a reality could actually be easier than we thought. We just get a nice bit of support with this Sun trine Uranus. And then on Thursday, we have our new moon in Capricorn, and this is where the new year really kicks off. It'll actually start to feel like a new year now. And this new moon is coming to us with a conjunction to Mars, currently exalted in Capricorn, and Pluto in Capricorn, and it's also forming a square to the lunar nodes of fate. So ambition and drive are high, we're ready for some transformation, and the steps we take now can change our destiny. Capricorn is the sign of legacy, goals, ambition, leadership, wealth, and values. So this new moon asks, what do you want to build in your life? What do you want to be known for? Think big. What did you come here to do? And what will 2024 be about in the story of your life? What we start under this new moon has staying power. So plant a seed, create a vision, and commit. This new moon falls in the second decan of Capricorn, which is related to the tarot card, the Three of Pentacles, the Lord of Material Work. In this card, a mason is standing on a workbench in a cathedral, sharing blueprints with two architects. So this card is about collaboration, planning, and showing up for some team effort. I think of this card as the energy of being promoted into a new role in a job and going in thinking that we're going to learn a lot from the people around us. But what can end up happening is that we discover how much wisdom we have to offer and how we can actually be a teacher for others. So we're ready for some next level here, and it asks us to show up and be a little vulnerable. But the result is that showing up can actually help us see how valuable our skills and knowledge are and how qualified we are to be where we want to be. It's very, we are that person. We just need to put ourselves in that place. So this card and this new moon asks, who are you collaborating with? Who do you need or want to be collaborating with in order to take things to the next level? What new resources or skills do you need to make your blueprints real? This new moon asks us to take a big swing, to believe in change, and embody the version of ourselves that really believes in ourselves and what we can build. Then on Friday, Mars forms a trine to Jupiter and ambition soars. We're launching into the weekend and the waxing phase of the moon with a lot of hunger. Mars is exalted in Capricorn and Jupiter is in Taurus. And so the speed and forward thinking is there, but also practicality. We can harness this energy by channeling it into steps. Make a list, make a plan, and start making moves. Don't get intimidated or overwhelmed. And if those feelings are present, know that you can still move. You can still try. You can still show up. You are in the driver's seat. Then on Saturday, Mercury enters Capricorn, where it will be until February 5th. So Mercury in Capricorn can help us to just put up blinders as we work towards the goal at the top of the mountain. We can be focused and determined as we take action. Mercury in Capricorn wants results. It doesn't want poetic descriptions or pretty words. Mercury in Capricorn tells it like it is, and words are just a means to an end here. So focusing forward and putting in the work until February 5th. Now, next week, Mercury leaves shadow, the Sun enters Aquarius, and Pluto enters Aquarius, one of the main highlights of 2024. So with that said, let's pull some cards for the week ahead for some tarot guidance as we move into the last days of the last lunar cycle of 2023 and move into really, truly new territory. How can we work with this energy? So we have Temperance, the Knight of Swords, and the Three of Pentacles. This new moon could be the new moon that changed everything. Not because we make a drastic change that we've never even considered before. Not because we take some epic leap of faith or anything extreme like that. But because the clarity arrives that it is we need to see the bigger picture. Temperance shows us moving forward gingerly, taking a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of the past. So much wisdom to pull from the past. We have a lot to take forward. So much is still useful. And just a little bit of the new, questions, discovery, creating some new chapter for ourselves. So as the moon wanes and we move into the dark phase of the lunar cycle, we're wrapping up this last cycle. We're still in that reflection mode here. The last new moon in Sagittarius, Temperance is connected to Sagittarius. So that last new moon in Sag, think about where you were then now. And I think you might surprise yourself at how many moves you've actually made over this last month, over this last year. You don't need to completely reinvent the wheel in order to make a big change. There's just one key thing, one key person, one key resource, one new addition that could make everything just fall into place. Temperance is that energy of things falling into place. We have to trust ourselves and our paths enough to let this week be a week where things fall into place. Let go. If you're coming off of the holidays and things felt a little bit extreme, maybe you were like doing the most, doing all of the social things, maybe you're doing a lot of work. Temperance shows that moment after a period of a lot of something. Now Temperance is like, okay, now reacclimatize, get into balance again, get into harmony in your body again, and find your footing again. So that's exactly what we need to do this week. And that's exactly how to make the most of this beautiful, like, launch pad energy that we have here with exalted Mars conjunct the new moon in Capricorn, trining Jupiter. There's a lot of high energy this week, but we're exactly doing exactly what it is we need to do. And it's just about, like, continuing to let those new ideas, new perspectives, new mindsets form here. The Knight of Swords shows us taking one learning, one key piece of information, and taking action on that, and then getting to the next key piece of information, the next discovery, the next learning. One learning at a time, we are slicing through confusion. We know what it is we want. We are connected to that higher self vision that Temperance implies between the past and the future self. It's like we're actually getting there. We're actually carving the path towards our future self, our future vision, and doing it in a way that's actually real. Real, true, mundane magic. It's happening every day. You're getting there. You're doing what it is you need to be doing. Three of Pentacles. All threes in the tarot ask us to add in something new, a new person, a new perspective, some new resource beyond just duality, right? Beyond just this or that, me and them, one way. And the Three of Pentacles asks, yeah, like, who are you collaborating with at this time? Who is your supporting cast? How do you feel about the people in your life right now? Who's helping you? Who's contributing to you, your energy, your vision, how you're doing things? And, like, how are you contributing to other people? This is definitely a highlight on, like, working relationships, constructive relationships. That could be a beautiful place to start this week. How do I want to change the people around me? What's really helping me right now? Who is really helping me? Who is really inspiring me right now? And what's missing? New moons are all about what's missing. They're about setting intentions, but because they give us that clear sense of a want or a need, they put us in touch with that inner darkness and say, it's time to ask yourself, what it is you want? What do you feel like is missing? What is missing in your life? Maybe it's a little bit of support with momentum and helping you get that night energy. Maybe it's some new investment that you'd like to make in yourself that can help you to feel really confident about what you know and how you're moving. Whatever it is, notice at this new moon in Sagittarius. And I think offer yourself just reminders here that it's not a time to focus on lack. Like, everything that you did, everything you did over this last lunar cycle, this last month, this last year was so good. It was perfect. And you have so much to work with, so much to pull from, so much abundance that you generated in so many areas of your life. You don't need to reinvent the wheel here. But I do think that this is about kind of showing up in a new way for our path. And Mercury in Capricorn, it's that energy of putting up blinders and focusing on what we want to do, focusing on where we want to go, which is helpful, but don't get so focused that you're not also allowing in helpful insights that you couldn't yet see alone. Like with Temperance, it's like, don't think about, like, just, you know, once point A to point B and, like, tunnel vision. We don't want that, because we want to be open to new insights and new inspiration and new opportunities that, like, we might have missed if we were just going step by step on our mission, on our plan. Be open to magic, be open to miracles this week. What if your plan wasn't actually the best plan? I think we could realize this week that there could be another way to create the abundance, the magic, the beautiful legacy work in the world that we're here to do in a new way that we didn't think about before. Yeah. Maybe a blind spot revealed. Let's pull another card here. Yeah, 1 foot in the past, 1 foot in the future. I always notice that with the Temperance card. The angel has 1 foot in the water, 1 foot on land, 1 foot in the dream world, 1 foot in our emotional reality, 1 foot grounded. 1 foot in the past, 1 foot in the future. 1 step at a time. The King of Wands is our next card. Very visionary energies here. The King of Wands is the visionary leader of the tarot. So powerful, so confident, so much courage, so enthusiastic. You are that person. You just need to put yourself in that place. Do you know what those places are? Get clear this week on who you are. On who the fullest expression of yourself is. Get on your throne, get back on your throne if you fell off, and think about, okay, where do I need to be? Whose eyes do I want on my blueprints? Whose blueprints do I want to see? Whose cathedral do I want to be in? Yeah, the Three of Pentacles, I love seeing this card come up for us with this new moon in Capricorn, which is definitely highlights the energy of this card, right? It's all about getting out of our own way, creating something that's bigger than like what we could create alone, and knowing that it's not about ego, it's not about us, it's not personal, it's about the results that we're creating. So yeah, what would you do if you didn't have any fear and you just like could actually trust yourself to like put yourself in the situations to create the work, create the change that you came here to create? Be the king. On the root of the deck, we have the King of Swords. Big boss energy. Leadership, clarity, practicality. Stick with that higher self vision. Focus on the feeling. Focus on who you are, what you're here to do, your mission. Be practical, be grounded. And expect miracles. And know that it's okay to deviate from your path. As long as it feels good, as long as it feels expansive, as long as it moves you forward in some way. Like with the Knight of Swords, it's all about moving forward. The knights are all about moving forward on a mission. It can be a circuitous route. But I think maybe we could understand where it is we're going at the very end of the day this week. Yeah, great question for this week is, what did this last lunar cycle prepare you for? This last Mercury retrograde, this Jupiter retrograde. What did this last lunar cycle prepare you for? Let's pull one more card here. If you were to give yourself a promotion, just like a straight up life promotion right now, what would the role that you step into, what would it be like? What would it involve? Create that role for yourself. Create that role for yourself. You are the king. Leveling up this week. And so much to look forward to. So much possibility. Two of Pentacles. It's okay to be in between, betwixt and between. It's okay to be in the process of learning, in the process of creating your best self. You can be a wise, fully formed, powerful leader and creator, and also be on your healing journey, dealing with your own shit, not have it all figured out yet, not even have a clear vision yet. You can be both. But be you. Be you. Whatever you are in this moment, be a good one. Yeah, Two of Pentacles, all about duality, all about balance, all about a rite of passage in many ways, leading us to the Three of Pentacles. What is that new addition to your life? What do you need to partner with? Open up to receive that this week. And don't underestimate the impact of one small addition. All right, so let's pull an oracle card here from the Women of Myth Oracle deck. Corn Mother, Goddess, the Seed. So the keywords are caretaking, nourishment, sacrifice. Her story. The story of Corn Mother is a creation myth from the Abenaki and Penobscot peoples. Rooted in agricultural tradition, she saved her people from starvation by rubbing corn kernels off her body to produce a harvest. Card meaning. This card advises resourcefulness to reverse a scarcity mindset. If you are longing for comfort and security, know that help and resolution to your issue are on the way. Examine if this feeling is really coming from a past experience or wound. Her advice, you have so much to give, but may fear how others will receive your gift. Corn Mother offers that you have the strength and courage to share your gift with the world. You are safe and protected. By offering someone else love and kindness, you are also offering yourself those same things. You have the strength and courage to share your gift with the world. So what's stopping you? Be curious about that question. What conditions are you placing on yourself that you might want to let go of? So that you can open up to even better than you could have ever planned for or imagined. May this week ahead be blessed and magical, and I will talk to you next week. This is the last call for the cauldron. This is my business and astrology mentoring container that's all about leveraging your birth chart to create the business success that you were born to create. Starting this week, under the new moon in Capricorn, you get monthly live calls and self-study materials to help you get clear on the strategy, energetics, and alchemy of your highest path of purpose. So if you're ready to make 2024 your most magical year in business, take a seat at the cauldron. Full program details are at the link in the show notes.